All right, welcome back to another episode of Nickel for Your Thoughts. This week we have a very special guest, Tahiti.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Should I just go ahead and introduce myself now?
Yeah, you know, thanks for being a guest on our show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Tahiti. I am also BME like these other guys over here. Met them in college. Had some classes with these goons, but now I graduated like everybody else, and I work out in industry in a med tech company.
All right, yeah, Sahidi is one of the more successful ones, successful stories from our graduating
We're all
class.
Very
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, in our group we were like, you know, what are we gonna do when we get out of college? And I feel like you just had your life together from the beginning.
I think that's so funny that you say that, because literally every day I question myself about what the heck I'm doing with my life.
Really?
Every single day, without a fail, I will question, like, why am I working when I could be just sitting on a couch all day doing nothing? But it's okay.
Like, working in school, or?
No, just, like, working in general, you know? Like, the whole idea that you have to work for the rest of your life, like, I feel like that's just something I think about a lot. I'm like, when does it end?
Oh my god.
how far along working did that feeling hit you?
I think Corona must have sped it up a little bit, because the fact I was like stuck at home a lot, so I had nothing else to do but think. So maybe like a few months into working that I started thinking more like the big picture. I was like, is this going to be the rest of my life?
Start questioning everything at that point?
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's a really scary thing for, you know, I don't know if it's just in our generation, but I've noticed, you know, people that I work with that's, you know, it's relatively near our age. Everyone is kind of just like cruising, not cruising, but like they're just living life day by day and just waiting for the weekend, you know, their next day off. And I don't know, to me that's kind of sad, don't you think?
Yeah.
So many
think about
years,
it, like the
and
rest
then you just get thrown into the workforce and you just work until you can't work until you retire. Damn, that's really sad.
This is
what
happening?
Is going on? Well, actually, you know, I mean, as sad as that is, I think we have to take care of ourselves every now and then. And Sahidi, you mentioned before how you've done certain things, you know, throughout in your day to just kind of relieve that stress. Can you just walk us through that?
Yeah. So I've always been really into, I guess, self-care. And like, I think there's a lot of facets of self-care, right? There's always like that physical aspect where you're taking care of your body in itself, like, you know, doing your face routine, your skincare routine, making sure that you're eating well. And, you know, I love making smoothies. I love drinking tea. And that's kind of like, for me, a way for me to decompress. Like at night, I always drink a cup of tea before going to bed, because that always relaxes me and makes me want to go to sleep, and something that I enjoy doing. But then there's also like that mental side, like the more, I guess, like mental spiritual side of self-care, which is like kind of self-reflecting, thinking about your day, thinking about what you've accomplished so far, what you want to do, just to like give yourself like that mental clarity. And that would come down to like journaling or like talking to friends and doing things that just make you happy.
It's really funny how you mentioned how, you know, that self-reflection part of your day. Sarav and I were talking earlier, and it just so happens that I think around this time of year is when we start when companies start doing year-end reviews, where you just tell your manager everything you've done this past year, you know, the goals that you've met and all of that. How about you just give us a little bit of insight into, you know, how you feel you've done this past year?
Ooh. That's a
yeah, these are deep questions here.
I think that there's a lot that's happened in the past year or so, right? Because I moved out of my house. I just moved into a new apartment this year, so that's really cool. I think that's a big, like, major accomplishment for myself. So that's pretty good. In terms of, I guess, like, work and all, I feel like, I think one of the lucky things that I have is that I'm part of a rotational program, so I have the opportunity to kind of switch around and try a lot of different things. So I think for me, a big plus is that I've had that chance to, like, meet a lot of different people, work on different projects, get a lot of exposure to industry and all the different, like, facets of it. In terms of, like, how I think I did personally, I think there's still always lots of room for improvement. I know where I want to take myself, I guess, in the next year or so, and I feel like I've changed a lot over the past year, so... overall, I'd say a good year.
Wow. All right. I mean, there's a lot we can talk about there. I mean, first, you said that you moved into a new apartment recently. How did you pick your couch?
Oh, no, stop. No, stop. Come on. Let's not do this again.
I already gave Ridley the lowdown. I went to a discount store and I got a sofa that was on clearance.
It's a very comfortable couch.
It is a very comfortable couch. I take a lot of naps on this.
Where did you get the couch from?
Value City Furniture.
I was hoping to IKEA.
Shout out IKEA.
IKEA's the wave.
I went to IKEA, but IKEA, I felt like the couches were all hard and they were kind of expensive.
Huh.
Personally.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that you went to, like, a discount store. One of my colleagues, he also lives, like, 2 minutes down the street from where I work. He also went to a discount store and got his couch for, like, $100.
Yeah, they have a lot of really good couches. Like, this one is part of a set, and somebody returned it, so I got it for really cheap, and there's only, like, a small little, like, scuff on the back of the couch. And I was like, yeah, I don't really care about that.
That's awesome. So you're in a rotational program. I mean, have you found, like, a department that you feel could be the place where you want to be?
So my rotational program is a little bit different, I guess, because you're supposed to come back in the department that sponsors you and, like, work for them. And I think for me, that's kind of the department I like the most because you're really close to the product. And, like, because I work in med tech, like, being close to the product is really important for me because I like to see what I'm working on. I like to see the end goal because I feel like if I lose that, I start losing motivation to work because I don't feel like I'm making as much of a difference. So being close to that is really important. And also, I think I like the department I'm in right now, which is called Advanced Operations, which is kind of like the manufacturing process area, because it's a really global area. So I know a lot of people in like Europe and like India, in Canada, wow, across the states. So it's like really cool. I have a big network.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So do you work with, like, people from all across the world? Like you're in a Zoom call with, like, people, like, from globally?
Yeah. So I have a few different projects. One of my projects, I work with some people over in Indiana and Tennessee. And then another one of my projects, I work with people in Michigan, Canada, and Ireland, and Germany.
Wow. How do you handle the time difference for those meetings?
I'd say that's probably, like, the most annoying part because one of my meetings is scheduled across three different time zones, and there's only, like, a small period of time, a small window where we can all meet and, like, get together and, like, discuss things, or else it's going to be too early for one person and too late for another person. So it's a lot about compromise. I think if you want to meet with someone and you need their time, you got to make the compromise and get up a little earlier and make it work.
Wow. So you wake up and just jump right into a meeting.
Sometimes. I try to avoid doing that because I absolutely hate doing that. I need my morning to myself.
Oh my god. I could never start the day with a meeting. Oof.
Yeah, no, I hate those days because they start early and they end really late and I want to cry and I hate it. So, yeah, don't recommend.
It's all right. I mean, it's just a stepping stone and it's a small compromise for something really cool. So,
yeah, definitely.
I see it. That's cool. I mean, so for self-care and stuff, what would you recommend for someone who maybe has
a beard
to work a little bit more and all that? And what's
a beard.
That?
A beard. That's funny.
one that doesn't, you know, affect our liver, you know, preferably.
Mm-hmm. Like, what would I recommend that people do to get into it?
Yeah.
I think it'd be, like, identifying, like, what makes you feel good. Like, you know, like, we all have a lot of different activities, we do a lot of different things, but identifying, like, oh, I do this because I just like how I feel when I do it. Like, I say this a lot, but I love drinking tea, and it's because, like, I just generally feel really relaxed when I drink tea. And it's kind of like a me time where I just sit there in silence, and I enjoy my tea, and I relax, and I wind down. So I think the first step is just identifying what is making you feel good, and then taking it from there. Because it could be a beer. Or it could be, like, skincare, or it could be journaling, or it could be talking to a friend.
For your tea, do you usually, like, add sugar or, like, honey? Or do you go along with, like, the UK and you add, like, milk to it?
No, I don't. I don't do anything. I take it straight.
Oh, straight? No sweetener? No sweeteners? Damn.
No sweeteners. Unless I'm drinking, like, matcha, in which case I do a sweetener. But for the most part, I don't like sweeteners in my tea.
Okay.
So do you have, like, chai?
Oh. I love chai.
Oh, good.
I make my matcha tea with chai, like, masala in it.
Oh, beautiful.
I like the spices. Yeah. It's really cozy. Like, I love it on, like, cold days, especially, like, cold rainy days and winter days. It's, like, such a nice cozy drink.
That's cool. Mm. Do you have, like, a picky palate when it comes to teas? Or do you like a large variety?
I tend to stick to, like, herbal teas and green teas. I don't like black tea. And I don't like those, like, weird, like, combinations they do. Have you guys ever been to David's Tea in the mall?
Mm-mm.
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
They have the worst teas. I do not like it at all. And they have, like, some really weird flavors. And I don't like when they, like, incorporate, like, orange into tea or, like... I think there was one that was, like, apple.
Apple tea sounds disgusting.
To be eaten, not drinking as a tea. And,
right.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like tea, right? It tastes like something completely different.
Tastes like juice. I think there was one that was like chocolate. I'm like, that's not tea.
That's gross.
Yeah.
But is it like something that you'd get from like Kung Fu tea, or is this completely different and it just ruins it all?
Oh, this is not Kung Fu tea. No. This is like herbal tea. Like, I'll buy like packets from like Whole Foods, or I'll buy like a matcha powder. But I've only recently started getting to matcha, so the matcha I have right now is from the Asian grocery store, from H Mart. I don't really know the brand because I can't read the language, okay. But
fair enough.
That's the one I have right now, but that's something I'm trying to experiment a bit more into.
I wish I was more into tea. Like, I tried it, and I don't know, it's not really flavorful. When I do drink tea, I load it with honey so that it's a little just sweeter. Flavor. But yeah, I don't know. Am I doing something wrong?
You gotta get the all natural honey.
Do you take like the honey that's from like Target or Walmart, and it comes in a bear, and it's like
yeah, that's actually the one
it's, like,
that I
yellow.
Have.
It's not even brown the way honey's supposed to be.
Wait, honey is not supposed to be like a honey brown color.
It's supposed to be like a really deep brown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. I mean, I get my honey from Costco. Am I doing that wrong too?
Oh no, I get my honey from Costco too. To be fair, I get a lot of things from Costco. Most of my closet's from Costco, I would say. Yeah.
I love it. I'm waiting for them to come out with a Kirkland sweater again. I didn't get it last year. I'm gonna get it this year.
There's a Kirkland sweater.
Yeah, it's a crew neck sweater, and it just has like a giant Kirkland logo across it.
Oh, they have it. I just went to Costco today.
I think it's a look. I'm gonna get it. I don't care. It's like it's a 60 nice, bucks, it's but nice I'll sweater. Get it.
60 so bucks.
Oh.
It's hefty, yeah.
It doesn't sound like Costco.
I see
it's
it.
Quality.
Now.
It's quality. Oh, okay. Is it 60 or am I exaggerating?
It's 20 bucks.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was about
to say. If Costco was selling a sweatshirt for 60 bucks.
Yeah, I was gonna say that those two, that price and Costco did not go together.
No way.
That's my bad. I'm sorry, Costco.
They have it in gray and white, so.
I'm getting the white one.
Besides tea, do you do anything else for self-care, like vitamins?
I've been getting into that more. So, like, I've been taking my daily, like, multivitamins and, like, a probiotic supplement because I feel like I don't get enough probiotics in my diet. That's one thing. And then I take a separate vitamin D supplement because I'm a brown girl with a vitamin D deficiency. So that's something I've been getting into, I guess. Another thing that I really like doing is, this is me personally and something I'm still working on, is getting up earlier in the morning than when I start working, because I need like time in the morning to like just chill. Like, I like my mornings to be slow, so I like waking up a little early and drinking, you know, hot water or something, and just sitting or watching a YouTube video or like reading a book, like whatever I'm feeling to like doing in the morning.
Are you one of those people that skips breakfast, or is breakfast something that has to happen?
Breakfast is such an important meal for me. I do not skip breakfast. I will always make like a proper meal because I wake up hungry.
Mm-hmm.
That is like my motivator to get out of bed, is that my stomach starts growling and I'm like, okay, it's time to get up and make something to eat.
That breakfast is waiting for me. I just got to put it together.
So, like, what time do you wake up to like do all this?
I am still working on setting a good schedule. So, like, I wake up anywhere between, like, 6:30 and 7:30 on a day-to-day basis. But I'm trying to get up earlier so I can do more.
Earlier than 6:30?
Yeah, I want to get up around, like, around 6 on, like, a day-to-day basis. Because, like, I feel like when I wake up at 6:30, when I'm going into work, I wake up at 6, and then I have absolutely no time for myself. And I hate that too. I hate rushing in the morning, so I want to get up earlier so I don't rush. But then that requires me to go to bed early, and I don't like sleeping early either. So it's kind of a hard compromise here.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like tonight you're going to sleep early.
No, sir. No, tomorrow I'm going to be waking up at like a nice 7:30, 8 o'clock.
We're sorry.
Hey.
No.
So I feel no like a steroids? Lot of people. Go ahead.
No steroids? Just vitamins and minerals and probiotics?
No, I take steroids too, yeah. In the morning, I take two steroids.
Okay.
And then at night, I pump myself up with, like, 5.
Oh, nice. You got the needle and everything?
Yeah, the needles.
Can you tell? He's swole. I feel like a lot of people that I just interact with throughout the day, like at work, they're all, like, early birds. Everyone's just there really early, and I don't stroll in until like 8:30, 8:45, and everyone's just already there, and it just makes me feel like crap. Like, I try to get there early, but I can't. Like you said, it requires you to go to bed earlier, and I don't know.
I'm the same.
If you look at sleep schedules for different people, it's always the more successful people that end up waking up the earliest. Yeah, and then
that's also, gotta get up.
These are the people that wake up between like 5 and 6, and we're talking about like movie actors. Like, one of them is Mark Wahlberg, and he wakes up at 4 a.m. every day, or like 3 something every day. He does a prayer and then gets his workout in, and then goes on with the rest of his day. You know, these people, they're dedicated. And I think I also saw a stat not too long ago that 53% of the population is awake by 8 a.m. So 53% of the population is already ahead of you by 8 a.m., which is why you got
to wake up at 7:30, so I am ahead of
there you go. Over
43% of the population. I think that's a good statistic.
I think that sounds pretty
good. I'll settle for that.
I think it's really funny because I thought the same thing, Mike, that like I came into work and everybody in college did not wake up early. We were all sleeping in. We were all staying up late at night. And then I come into work and everyone my age suddenly gets up at 5 a.m. And I'm like, what did I miss over here? And I think it's just because if you don't wake up early, you just don't have time to yourself. I mean, you could always have time to yourself at night, and it comes down to like what your circadian rhythm is and like if you function better at night versus the morning. But if you don't wake up early, for me at least, I just won't have time to do anything for myself.
So give it, like, let's say you do, you're waking up early, you're waking up at like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. What time do you normally start your work day?
Oh, I still won't start my work day till like 8:30 or 9.
Okay. I was going to say, like, if you start your work day almost immediately, because I'm thinking that's like what my coworkers do. Like, they just wake up, they go to work, but then they're not leaving any earlier because everyone else is still there, you know? It's, you can't just leave early just because you came in early. I mean, some people do, but then like they miss like crucial parts of the day, like people who have to schedule meetings later in the day, then your workday is just longer. You know what I mean? It's
yeah, no, I agree. I wouldn't want to start my day early and then end it at the same time. I feel like if I was starting my day at like 7 o'clock, I would be like 3:30, 4 o'clock, I'm out. Sorry, don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. If I wake up early, I still don't start my day until 8:30, 9 o'clock, because I have like so many things that I want to do for myself that I like eventually get to work. But not yet. I take my time.
Even if it's like an hour longer at the end of the day, it like for us, like our body, it just feels like we've been at it for way longer than just an extra hour.
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
So you say you've been working remotely for some time. How do you feel that's impacted your mental health?
Oh, it's not good.
Oh God.
I was just thinking about it. Like, I need to get back into the office because I feel like I go through like weeks where I'm working a lot, where I'm like getting up early and working, and then I'll like open up my laptop again around like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock to finish up some things and like prep for the next day, so I'm not going into meetings like unprepared, right? And like I feel like when those kind of days happen, it's just like there's no separation between work and home, and I don't really get that rest that I need. So I'm like, I need to go into the office. So one, I'm more productive because sometimes when I'm sitting at home, I do absolutely anything but work. And two, so I can have that separation. So I have to go in. I just don't want to go in and be lonely because not many people come into the office. And I feel like if I just go and I sit there by myself, I will also still be unproductive. But it's okay, whatever.
Why is your company, like a lot of people in your company, working from home still?
Yeah, no, for the most part, a lot of people still work from home. Like, people come in maybe, like, once a week or so, once or twice a week. It depends on your team. It depends on your manager. But, like, for the most part, most people do not want to come back. And my manager, in particular, he's like, yeah, I really don't want to come back, but we can come back maybe, like, once a week or so, just, like, meet up as a team and, like, build that team network and whatnot. But, yeah, for the most part, people aren't there. And also, it's weird because I started working during COVID like the rest of us. So I still don't know that many people at work. Like, I know my direct team. I know the people I've worked with. But, like, on the broader, like, company network, I feel like I still don't know that many people. So I go there, and I don't really recognize all the faces I see. It's just whatever, you know.
That's crazy. That's going to be an awkward Christmas party. Or holiday party.
If there is a Christmas party.
When it comes to Secret Santa, you're getting a present for someone you have no idea what they're like.
Yeah.
Just get them socks and a chocolate.
Yeah, I was going to say, here's some socks.
Christmas socks are usually works.
Fuzzy socks are the best. I wear socks all the time.
What else do you... go ahead.
So, yes, hey, so how long did it take you to get you to like this point? Like your self-routine in the morning, like that transition period?
Do you have a routine?
I wouldn't say I have like a set routine. I have like certain things that I do no matter what in the morning. Like, I like to drink hot water in the morning because I feel like cold water is just too much, like too intense for me in the morning. So I need something like warm to like warm me up. I always have to shower in the morning. Those are things that I like are like non-negotiables for me. And I have to eat a breakfast, something I have to put into, like, my system. Like, those are, like, the three non-negotiables for me. But in terms of having, like, a proper routine and, like, getting myself up earlier, I think it took me, like, moving out of my house. So that was, like, already 4 months into working. So I moved out in January. And then I didn't really start building myself that routine until, like, March or April. So maybe like seven months into working before I actually started like trying to do something, because I realized that so much of my time was getting eaten up by work, and I was just like waking up, going to work, finishing work, eating dinner, and then going to bed. And I was like, I hate this. I feel like a robot. Mm-hmm. I feel really like automative, and I hate that. So I was like, I need to find a way to make time for myself and do things that make me happy.
I was gonna say that's good because I know a lot of people that kind of get stuck in that rhythm of wake up, go go to work, come back, eat, sleep, and rinse and repeat. Like a lot of people, like a lot of my coworkers, they said that, like, yeah, it's been like they're in their work like 10 years, and they've been doing the same thing over and over again. So that's good that you finally found something that's like that works for you.
Yeah, yeah, still working on it. I think it's still always changing, and I don't want to be in that routine because I feel like it gets really depressing, as we talked about in the beginning.
What do you do to kind of break that up? Do you have, like, hobbies and stuff?
Yeah, so I've always been into dancing. I've been dancing since I was a little kid. I learned Indian classical growing up, but then something I've always wanted to learn was ballet. But I never did it growing up because, like, it was a lot of money for my parents to be spending on two different types of classes that were both pretty expensive types of dances to learn. So I recently started getting into ballet and doing that. And I enjoy that because I feel like that's a really nice way to, like, stimulate yourself, like, mentally and physically. Like, I'm getting a little bit of workout in, but then also, like, the thing I love about dance is that, like, you're really focusing on the music, too, as you're dancing. So you're, like, thinking a lot as you're dancing, and I really appreciate that. It's kind of, like, the creative side for you. But I think that's, like, I guess in terms of hobbies, that's, like, one of the biggest things I do. Yeah. I also like walking in the mornings. Not always, because I don't like being alone with my thoughts for too long, because I get really bored. and I start smiling. So
we almost had to unpack that over there.
Just enough to get my daily circle on my Apple Watch closed.
Ah.
I must be a lonely person then. My workout, it did not happen.
I must be a lonely person then if I could walk for so long by myself.
Some people can do it. My roommate loves doing that too, and I don't get it. I feel like it's so boring, like you're walking without a purpose.
For me, it's more driving and just, you know, like letting the thoughts run through.
So you enjoy driving too?
Yes. Very much
so. I hate
so.
Driving. Do you like sitting
driving
in traffic?
Driving is actually nice.
Wait, what'd you say, Sahidi?
Do you not, like, hate sitting in traffic? Is that something that doesn't bother you because you get to be with your thoughts?
Okay, so it depends. If I'm trying to get somewhere, traffic sucks. If I'm just, you know, like, chilling, whatever, I don't mind it. But, like, for me, for driving just for the sake of it and just for being having some alone time for a little bit, I would most likely just go do it at night so that I don't hit traffic. And by at night, I'm talking about, like, 9 p.m., 10 p.m., driving for, like, an hour. But driving slow, not to waste too much gas, because gas is expensive.
That is true.
And I don't have a Tesla.
And gas prices have been going up.
Yes. Oh. Well, actually, you know what? I went to D.C. to visit my sister with my mom, and this was the weirdest thing. For regular, it was at $3.17 a gallon, and then for, I guess, silver, which is the middle one, it jumps up to $3.79 a gallon, and then for super, it was at $3.89 a gallon. So it just seemed weird to me that regular was, what, like 50 cents, 60 cents cheaper than silver, and then super was only 10 cents more expensive than silver. Because usually there's like an even distribution of the different octane ratings.
I know nothing about gasoline to speak to that. I don't really even know what the difference between regular, silver, and premium is. If anyone wants to explain that to me, maybe I can comment on it afterwards.
If I could, I would. I just know the numbers. I think it's like 87, 89, and 93 octane rating.
I just know to get regular.
That's
all. Yeah. Same. I have that Cortex regular. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
All I need to say is $20 regular, please.
Yes. Fill it up with regular, please.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Fill up regular.
If it wasn't obvious that we live in New Jersey, I think that was the most New Jersey thing we could say.
You want to fill it up regular?
Like talking to a person to fill up your gas.
Oh. Yeah, down there is like, I enjoy, what is it? New Jersey and Oregon? We're the only two states that that we don't pump our own gas.
There's another state?
Stopped. Yeah.
Oregon stopped.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it's just us now. New Jersey's the only one.
Wow.
They don't change it. It's going to be such a mess if they change the law. Everyone's going to be like, how the heck?
Oh, yeah, for the first like, couple of years. It's gonna
it's
be
like a
mess.
Whole identity crisis there.
Yeah. I enjoy pumpkin gas, though. I don't mind it. It just sucks, you know, when it's like 25
raining,
degrees out.
Cold.
Yeah.
No. When it's raining, you're under the thing. Like all gas stations, they have the
awning.
Roof over it.
The awning, yeah.
Can't
I wouldn't know. I've never stepped out of my car at a gas station. I also don't
look there. That heater's cranked up to max.
Low key, it's a fear of mine that since I don't know how to pump gas, like I'm gonna go to some random person at the gas station, ask them to help me pump my gas, and then they're gonna be a sex trafficker, and I'm gonna get kidnapped. And
oh my god,
it's gonna be a terrible
wow.
situation.
All right.
So
well,
this is why you
that
don't
never happens.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm gonna knock on wood. You didn't hear that, did you? How's that?
There you go.
Yep. No, I mean, for the most part, people would be willing to help anyone pump their gas. You know, especially if like they're not from the state, or if they're from New Jersey because we don't do it. But even if it starts, you know, I feel like it would probably happen relatively soon, like within the next 5 years, we would start pumping our own gas, or at least have the option to, because I go to BP and at each station at the bottom, there's like a set of rules and it says it's unlawful to pump your own gas. Personally, I don't mind doing it. I'll get out of the car, unscrew it, put it in, you know, fill it up and that be that. But, I mean, I don't know why we just can't do it. If there's 49 other states that do it, why can't we?
I think I looked it up once. And the reason why is because some people, it's happened too many times in New Jersey that people have tried to fill up their own gas and they cause an explosion.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so they've caused accidents, so that's why they made it unlawful.
You just gotta turn off your car, bro. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah.
Everyone here turns off their car when they put their gas, right?
Yes.
Well, I don't do it, so I don't turn it off.
Okay.
You're not supposed to be on the phone, too, like when you're pumping gas.
Like if you're doing it yourself or if someone else is
doing it? No, like at a gas station in general, you're not supposed to be on your phone. I don't know if that's still a thing.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know how phones work, but I guess there's, like, a spark somewhere when you're on the phone.
I thought I was like, you'll be distracted and, like, the car is going to explode and you won't realize and you'll be dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, like now we have, well, it's been like that for a very long time that gas stations have, on the nozzle, they have a pressure sensor and they just shut off automatically when the car is full. But I didn't know about the whole spark thing that could cause the explosion. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that's also the reason why I never, like, start my car while someone is, like, pulling the nozzle out. I wait until, you know, gas caps close and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Might be irrational, but...
No, that's correct. You should do that.
I think it's a much more rational fear than mine of getting sex trafficked at a gas station.
I don't know, man. You know, these days are pretty crazy, man. Like, you'll never know.
My mom has told me so many horror stories of people getting kidnapped and stuff that now I'm just like scarred from all
like
this.
That she knows, or
no, it's just probably stories that she's gotten off WhatsApp. So she's
oh my god,
yeah.
Well, she's part of like a whole WhatsApp group that talks about this kind of stuff,
yes. And okay. She always gets so many different messages and she forwards them like half of them. I remember she sent me one about like this girl who kept putting off her mom's phone call until her mom was in a hospital. I was like, Mom, I didn't call you for 2 days.
Oh my god.
Wow. That's crazy. Damn.
Please tell me your parents do this too.
Sometimes. But damn.
Not that, but... My mom lives for the news. Like, she has this app that just notifies her of these news and... Almost every conversation we have with her, it's like, oh, I read on the news this happened, and I read on the news that happened. Make sure you guys don't do this. Make sure you don't do that because I read on the news. It gets depressing, like, what she hears on the news. I'm like, Mom, it's not healthy. She's like, well, how are you going to know what's going on in the world? I don't know. I mean, I guess ignorance is bliss, but...
Ignorance is bliss.
No, I so agree. My mom also, she tells me all these, like... really depressing stories of things that have happened on the news. And I'm like, I don't want to hear this. I came home to be happy. This is just making me sad. And like, she brings the same argument about like, oh, how are you going to know? I'm like, if I want to see the news, I will seek it out on my own. Mm-hmm. I don't need this like constant notification about every single little news event.
Yeah, that's why we have apps like Apple News or Morning Brew, if you guys have heard of that one.
Yeah, Morning Brew. I signed up for that.
I actually haven't heard about that one. What's that?
It's like it's been you know, like commercialized a lot nowadays, especially on YouTube. It's like, if you want to get smarter, you know, download Morning Brew and read for like 5 minutes a day or whatever. But basically you just choose different topics that you want to, you know, you want to learn about every day, and it just like sends you some news feeds about it.
Interesting.
It's pretty interesting.
That's cool.
I deleted it.
I think you deleted it? They,
yeah. It's kind of annoying. No, I'm going to reinstall it, though. It just got annoying. I hate getting notifications on my phone. That's why I turn off push notifications, but then I'll forget to use the app. So it's like, why is it there in the first place?
It's a, I think they email it to you, though, right?
You can also have that done, yeah. But it's mostly, it's like, what?
I didn't know that they had like an app. I signed up for the email service, and I have it sent to my work email. So when I open it up, it's one of the first things I read.
That's actually pretty smart. For me, I have I get an email every day about the word of the day.
Oh, nice. What's today's word of the day?
So today's word of the day was tinctorial.
What?
Tinctorial, tinctorial, and it means relating to dyeing, coloring, or staining properties.
Wait.
What? Read that again?
Okay, yeah, relating to dyeing, coloring, or staining properties. Dyeing as in like you're dyeing a shirt.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Tinctorial. That was the word of the day today.
Do you feel any smarter after getting this app?
No. I look at the word, and that's it.
Never use it again.
The concentrated solution had a strong tinctorial ability. Tinctorial ability.
There were words in that sentence that I would also need to be said in a different sentence.
Such as?
Read it again.
The concentrated solution had a strong tinctorial ability.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I know those words separately.
Yeah.
That sentence together.
Yeah, that sentence together is a little bit of a earful.
Sounds like a tongue twister, not gonna lie. Say that like 10 times, right?
I think we can do that. I like word of the days. I like learning new words.
Fun. I feel like I've done that before and I don't pay attention to it at all. Like, I feel like with the minute I start getting notifications about it, I will just delete every notification.
Yeah, just swipe up.
I also hate notifications. I've turned off all my notifications except for like my phone and messages. I just hate getting like buzzes and rings. I'm like, shut up! Like, I don't care.
Yeah, like, well, actually, I never used Twitter, but now, you know, I decided to start following different people on Twitter, and I have their push notifications turned on because I want to see what these people are tweeting about. Because like, I always thought it was like a useless app, but it really is a source for a lot of information.
Yeah.
I
think Twitter is like the original source for a lot of information. I'm not on Twitter, but I feel like most information gets like, it starts off on Twitter and then it like goes like to different channels like Instagram and like,
yep,
I don't know, TikTok maybe, but then like Facebook and like all the other social media platforms.
TikTok, that's, I feel like it's
that's how that's where Donald Trump held his press conferences.
Is that, that's didn't, also didn't he ever move from Twitter?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, I tried looking him up on Twitter and I couldn't find him.
Yeah,
but now he has his own social media platform. It's called Truth.
No.
Truth. And each message that you post, each post is called a truth. So it's Donald Trump's Truth.
Can you play True Truths and a Lie?
Truth as in P-R-U-P-E?
No, truth.
Truth.
Like, oh, just truth. Okay.
Truth, like true and false truth.
Truth, social media. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of like, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you can say anything on there. Like, it's freedom of speech and whatnot, except you can't disparage the app. You can't say anything negative about the app. Which okay. I guess means you also can't say anything negative about Trump, so. Not really freedom of speech, but whatever.
It's modified.
You know what, once that app goes has its own stock, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy stock.
I think it's on the, you can buy stocks.
No, right? I just tried looking. Oh, you know
publicly what? Traded?
I think it is publicly traded.
I mean, why not? He could make a quick buck out of it.
Yeah.
So we were actually just talking about ignoring notifications, and it just reminded me. I downloaded a bunch of apps that remind me, like, what is it? It's a meditation app. So every so often it'll remind me, you know, hey, you know, take a deep breath. And every time I get the notification, I just swipe away from it. I don't know if I have it. Balance. So I have, it's a meditation session. I think I opened it once, and that was when I first downloaded it. And ever since, it's just, I get the notification, swipe away from it, close it, delete it. I don't know, man. I feel like I'm cheating myself here.
I feel like it's now part of your, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's kind of like when someone tells you to do the dishes and you already were planning to do it. You automatically don't want to do it anymore. I feel like it's kind of the same situation. Like when you get the notification on your phone, you're like, shut up, leave me alone. Let me do what I want to do and like scroll TikTok.
Yeah, nope. TikTok is my, oh man, TikTok is my, it's an addiction. I got to get off of that app.
Oh yeah.
TikTok really blew up during the pandemic.
Yeah, that's when I downloaded it.
Yeah. I think that's when most of us downloaded it.
I only downloaded to just see the TikToks that I'm sent, and that's it.
You mean the ones that I send you?
Yeah, basically. That's exactly it.
Yeah, I saw Ant, you followed me on TikTok. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
We should make a TikTok page for our podcast.
No, please don't do this to me.
Oh my god.
I already want to delete my own TikTok page.
Can we all do dances too?
You guys should do dances to the yes. video. You take a video of it and you record it and you put it on. That'd be so cute.
Only if Pat sings.
Oh yeah, Pat, you're a singer.
I'm not a singer, but I'll sing a song.
Pat is a singer.
We reach how many views did I say? I don't know.
50, I think it was.
50.
I heard 50. We're almost there.
We
50 like per episode.
No, yeah, like an episode with 50 views.
You heard that. If you want Pat to sing, share this pod with all your friends.
I will.
Actually, while you all are at it, we just opened an Instagram page. It's Nickel for Your Thoughts Pod. So the spelled out version was already taken. So I had to change the word four to the number four, and I spelled your with UR. So that's going to be really hard to spell on the podcast. So if it's in our bio on all the, on where you listen to your podcast. So just follow us on Instagram. We'll post everything that we're doing on there. We'll even post from our podcasts on that, just so that you can see what we look like while we're recording.
Who else would have that?
What?
Who else would have that name on Instagram?
Bro, I don't know, man.
The original Nickel for Your Thoughts?
Yeah, if you actually go put in Nickel for Your Thoughts on like Spotify, there's a bunch of podcasts with that same name.
I thought it was Penny for Your Thoughts. I thought that was a saying.
It is.
That was the saying, but I guess people had the same idea as us. Like, they all have like five people in their podcast, or some of them only have five episodes.
They do only have five.
I think we're the only ones that don't really have a background
five.
To our name.
This person, their episode, they have one episode, and they're called hashtag NFYT, which is Nickel for Your Thoughts, and it's 1 minute long. Their one episode. Mm. So I think you guys are doing better than them.
We should collab with them. Say hi, introduce yourself.
We should sue them.
Yeah, you guys made more episodes. You had more content than this right. 1 minute dude.
We're trying. So next step is opening up that the Patreon so that we can hear Pat sing. Of mm-hmm. course, it's gonna be mm-hmm. exclusive content.
Yes, sir.
Pat, of course, if you sing, I'll
sing too. He's gonna sing for money. I like that.
Yeah.
Pat, if you sing, I'll sing.
I do
too.
Other things for money too.
Follow Pat's OnlyFans.
Yeah, he works for money as well.
Yeah, Patreon would be cool.
We're working on it. I think so. We literally just opened the Instagram tonight. We're still working on it, but
oh, you just opened it up tonight. That's
funny. Yeah. Follow us, guys.
Pat, have you picked your song yet?
No, I was gonna let the fans decide, you know. Okay. I don't
really?
Know if you do some sort of voting or polling or something. Yeah.
Right, but no metal.
I say you should start off with All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, all right, there we go.
Of the time. And also Mariah yes. Carey, you could hit some serious notes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Ooh. I was gonna say the highest donator gets to choose.
Oh, okay, there we go.
I think for the highest donator, Pat should write a song for them.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Pat's very musically inclined.
Yeah, I could write a song for somebody. Okay.
Have you written a song before?
Yeah, I've written songs.
Can we have Shahidi dance?
What's up?
Can we hear
one? We'll have Shahidi dance.
Cool, you know, yeah. They're a little personal, but okay. You know.
I mean, like, aren't Taylor Swift's kind of personal too?
That's what it means to be an artist.
Pat, let's hear your artistic talents.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day, yeah. On the Patreon.
Yeah.
When we hit like a million listens per podcast.
Mm-hmm. A million,
yes, sir.
Pat, I'm giving you time, my guy.
Almost 50 views.
We're almost there. We're international.
Apparently, ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, just want to shout out to our listeners in Ireland and what was the other country?
Germany.
Belgium.
Yeah.
I'm so curious how they found your podcast. Like, how does the algorithm work? How do they like? How does it show up for people?
Should reach out to them. Be like, hi.
Well, to our listeners guys, across
I
found, the.
I just looked for people on LinkedIn in different countries and I messaged them.
Well, that's different. Wait. Like, I don't think I've ever gone on Spotify and just looked for a random podcast.
That's true.
Yeah, so but they, I'm sure. Is there I'm sure like there's someone out there who does that, right?
Yeah, probably.
You know?
That's true. Yeah, there's 7 billion people. One of them has to do it.
You're right. Yeah, to our listeners across the, the Atlantic Ocean? Follow mm-hmm. us on Instagram. We'd love to interact with you. Maybe have you on the pod.
No, then we'll have to coordinate time zones.
Oh, that's true.
Well, that's a
maybe they could teach
it.
You, like...
Yeah,
I was going to say, maybe they
Germany,
can teach you French.
Germany, Belgium. How far ahead is Belgium? What time is it in Belgium right now?
I'm going to ask your Alexa.
Alexa, what time is it in Belgium?
Put the mic against Alexa.
It's 5 a.m.
5 a.m.?
Yes, sir. They are 6 hours ahead. Jesus. They're 6 hours ahead.
It's okay. Crack
Ireland,
their
I think, is 5. It's either 4 or 5.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, daylight savings just turned off, so that's supposed to be pretty standard.
Oh, true. We do be having daylight savings.
I thought we were getting rid of that.
Wait, didn't daylight savings just start?
No, it ended.
That's ended? Okay.
It ended. We stopped saving the daylight.
Does that mean we're further away in time than people in Europe?
Yes. Oh. Well... We went an hour back.
Oops.
Yeah. Right.
Which sucks because now I drive to school in the dark.
Yeah. Wait.
And you drive back
after
in the dark too. I hate that.
No, I drive to school in the dark now.
Because you go to night class.
Yeah. Normally I would leave around like 5 and it'd still be kind of daylight.
But now at 5 o'clock, it's already, you know, sun's down. It's already dusk.
I hate that. Yeah. That's like one of my least favorite things about winter.
Mm-hmm.
5:30 is when it lights out, right?
I wouldn't mind it. Like, I wouldn't mind winter, you know, like with the shorter days. It's just that, why do we have to bring it an hour back? And now the daylight starts earlier.
Well, I don't know if it's true, but apparently I thought daylight savings was for like farmers and stuff. Like, it's just so that they can get more out of their day.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're not farmers anymore. You know,
they do be part of the 35% that wakes up before 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Does it really matter though? Like, if they got the hour in the morning versus the hour in the evening, like, this is still the same amount of daytime.
Yes, well, they have to, well, they gotta wake up with the chickens, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like,
wake up when the sun rises, so they'll wake up an hour later.
Yeah, why don't they adjust to us?
Chicken,
they make our food.
Okay, they do good... make and are our food.
Call the shots.
Okay, but like, is an hour really making them that happy?
Yes.
I'm not a farmer.
I think on next episode we should have a chicken on the episode.
We're not doing that.
We're not. How about we have a farmer on?
Oh, we'll have a farmer.
Make sure he has a chicken.
I think I live the closest to South Jersey. I'll go find one.
That could be your next guest speaker on the show.
A farmer?
Yeah, a farmer. A chicken. I was going to say a chicken, but yeah, a farmer works too. That probably makes
sense. A chicken.
A chicken with his pet a chicken with his pet farmer.
Damn, never knew they reversed those roles.
I mean, chickens deciding when they wake up.
They do decide when they wake up. Well, not really. The sun decides it.
So, part of the country, part of the U.S., some states have decided not to do daylight savings.
I'm all for it.
Arizona.
It's Arizona, yeah. Arizona's the only one that doesn't. It's like,
no. Oh, it's only one state?
It's one state. I'm pretty sure it's only a part of Arizona.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. Can you do that?
So if you commute to work in Arizona and you commute from one part to the other, technically you'll be getting to work an hour early?
I don't know.
No, so we went to Arizona in September. And we asked the same question because we were so confused because we'd be going in and out of time zones and we'd be going back an hour, forward an hour. We'd have like literally no idea what time it was. And they said that people in Arizona just set their time to Phoenix time. So whatever the time is in Phoenix is the time that everyone follows, even if your clock goes forward and backward because of like the time zone that you're entering.
Mm. Oh, okay. So they also don't follow it.
Sorry, what was that?
So they follow it, but they also really don't follow it.
Yeah. It's really confusing. They have like two different time zones in Arizona.
The country.
And like sometimes you go into Utah because like Arizona and Utah like are right by each other, right? And because of the way the canyons are, like a lot of times your like drive will go into Utah, in and out of Utah. And it gets really confusing because Utah is on a different time zone.
Oh my God.
Okay.
It was really confusing. It really messed us up a lot during our travel.
Yeah, they're so extra.
Just be normal like the rest of us. Like, how hard is that?
No offense to our listeners in Utah and Arizona.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Oh my God, I was going to say something.
Oh, was it?
Oh, the time difference. So we just ended daylight savings on Sunday, and I don't know why, but this daylight savings just affected me more than it has like before. Like, when I go into work, so I get to work around like 8:30. By 10:30, I'm starving because normally that would be like around 11:30, but that's never happened to me before. Like, I used to be able to adjust so easily, like it never even happened, but this year, it's messing me up. I don't know. Is that just me?
I think it was old. I think it was perfect.
Yeah.
Because it was the same day that I was driving back from DC with my mom, and we got home at like 1 in the morning. And
by the time I went to sleep, it was 2 in the morning, but it switched to 1. So it really gave me that shower I needed. I was so glad.
I mean, it really only helps us out that one day.
Yeah.
Then, like, that one day is a Sunday. Yeah. You're not doing anything anyway.
Yeah.
True.
I was doing homework and I was like, and time rolled back. I was like, oh, another hour to do homework.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Another hour to study for that exam.
Yeah.
Wow. I woke up at like 11 o'clock that day. And then I was like, huh, I can get a lot done.
Why is 11 supposed to be early for you on a Sunday?
That's the time I usually wake up. But then, with the time difference, it's actually like noon.
You mean 10?
I gotta get my life together.
Oh, noon. Oh, that's right. That's what you mean. What do you mean? You get it for work on time, don't you?
I get to work on time, but I feel like I sleep a lot for someone my age.
Maybe you're just an old man. Daylight savings affecting you hard. You sleep a lot. Yeah. Maybe you're just an old man. Actually, don't old people not sleep?
Old people sleep during the day.
Like, right? They don't sleep much.
No.
I don't know. They have early bird specials.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
They also just go to sleep early, though.
That too.
Like, for me, I've noticed I need 8 hours of sleep, but it's just hard to fall asleep at night. So mm-hmm. I'll end up falling asleep at like 2 a.m. because I'll lay down at 12 and I just can't knock out. And then my internal alarm would just wake me up at 10 a.m. So it's like I'll sleep for 8 hours, like no matter what time I start at, which is, I guess, useful because I can kind of count on it, even though I still don't trust it. So I still have Alexa yell at me every morning. But yeah, I gotta start going to sleep early. And right now it's 11:08 p.m. and this ain't helping.
Once a week, it's fine. I enjoy doing it.
You wake up to Alexa?
I wake up to Alexa at maximum. No, shut up. Alexa, I'm sorry. I was not talking to you. Alexa came on. Cancel.
Put the phone on.
She was talking about some sea level BS. Yeah, she wakes up. She wakes me up. She's on the other side of the room. So I literally, in the morning, I yell out, Alexa, shut up.
Not a very
wow.
Alarm. Yeah, that's a terrible way to start your day.
I hate that. I hate waking up.
It's a negative way to start my day. Tell her to shut up.
That's your first thing that you say in the morning?
Yeah.
No. So I use this
first
app.
Words he says in the morning, so Alexa, shut up.
I highly recommend this app. It's Sleep Cycle. Not sponsored. Oh, I love it, dude.
I have it. I paid for your subscription.
I've used that app before, and it got me like, I don't know, I felt like it didn't track my sleep well, and then I started getting really obsessed with it. I was like, how do I sleep better? And I was like, fuck it, maybe I should just not look at this and just sleep.
Maybe you should just not sleep.
I used it for about 2 weeks, and I stopped, so I'm probably going to go back to using it again.
Wait, really? I have the paid version, and I use it every night.
Really?
Yeah, because it's also an alarm.
Yeah,
that's the point, right? Like, so, for the people that don't know... What?
I won't wake up to my phone, though.
But you wake up to Alexa.
She's louder,
wake up, man.
She's louder, even though she's on the other side of the room. She's still louder than my phone in my ear.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You never woke up to Alexa.
Yeah, I know that was really bad at UC.
We would be up and ready to go, and his Alexa is screaming.
You would not be up and ready to go. You'd be up because of Alexa.
Wait, look at this. All the ones with the circles are the days that I used it.
Wow.
Have not completed one circle.
Are those all like the days that you've had?
No, that's like the circle. So it fills the circle, and that's like the quality of your sleep. I don't know.
You have not gotten good quality sleep, I guess.
No. So what I end up doing in the morning is I'll set it to like. I always have good intentions. I try to set it for 6:30, and then it alarms. And then I see that it's 6:30 and it's cold and it's dark. I don't want to get up. So then I'll set it to like 7:30 and it tracks the last thing that you set it to. So,
So a snooze means minus 10.
There's a snooze, but the snooze is like 5 minutes and that's not enough time for me.
That's why you set two alarms. That's why you set like five alarms 10 minutes apart.
I know. I shouldn't be doing that. If my manager's listening, I'm sorry. I do try to get in early.
You get to work on time, don't you?
I get to work before my first meeting.
That's like my goal. All that matters.
Exactly.
There you go.
Mike just walks into his first meeting.
Yeah, and I just said how much I hate starting my day with a meeting.
That's totally fine. Who enjoys starting their day with a meeting?
Yeah, who enjoys talking to people first thing in the morning? Not me.
Who enjoys talking to people in the first place? Like, damn.
Not right? Like we're all sitting on the wall talking
yes.
to yeah. or something.
I mean...
Thanks for that.
No problem. We know each other, though. I'm talking about random people that are in your company that you don't see on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and then they ask for things from you, and you're like, leave me alone. It's 8 a.m. right? in the morning.
Exactly. Right. Meanwhile, they're in Germany, and it's already like 4 p.m. for them.
Let's take this offline.
Mike's like, I'm not getting fired for this.
My coworker's listening. I love you guys.
Yeah, she doesn't.
No, I have a really good relationship with my coworkers. Like, not even gonna lie. Only one of them listens to my podcast, and so I'm not saying it just to, you know, brown nose. I get along with all my coworkers. But what's that?
Tell them to send the podcast over to everyone else.
No, yeah. So this morning this afternoon my coworker was like playing it out loud. And all you hear is welcome back to Nickel and then Sarav's like howling in the background. I'm like, oh my god, this is not happening.
That's so funny.
What do you expect coming from
supportive your coworkers are?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's nice. I was gonna say, what do you expect from kids in their mid to early 20s?
Howling in the middle of a podcast.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't help that, you know, they got me the baby stuff for my birthday, and I'm the baby, I guess, you know.
I don't see them making podcasts.
I know.
This is an adult move. Because a lot of adults have podcasts now.
This is a side hustle. This is what we do.
Yes, sir. Ask them if they have side hustles.
I'm sure they
do. See if your company can sponsor us.
We're pharma. I have no idea how that relates to us in any way, shape, or form.
We start talking about drugs.
Yeah, there you go. We'll endorse their drugs.
Drugs, steroids.
We've been talking about drugs.
Hard drugs.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll ask. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll just Rob, we'll test out their drugs.
Yeah, we'll give you an honest opinion.
Yes, an honest review.
As long as some of the testing is done with weed gummies.
Oh, you're talking to the wrong person. I think Sarav is the better person to talk about that.
Oh, true. True.
No, what are you talking about? I don't know. I have not known anything about this weed gummy situation.
Well, before we incriminate ourselves, I think this is a good place to stop. Sahidi, thank you so much for being a guest on this week's episode.
Woo!
Thank you for having me. I love talking to you guys.
We'd love to see you on the episode again. For our listeners at home, I just wanted to say again to follow us on our Instagram, Nickel for Your Thoughts. Again, that the 4 in Nickel for Your Thoughts is a number 4, and your is spelled UR. If you can't find it, just look at the bio for where you're listening to our podcast. It's in there. Give us a follow. We'll post our content on there as well. I'm not sure how to screen record, so you'll get pictures on Instagram, but we're working on it.
Oh, I can screen record.
You can screen record?
Yeah.
All right, game video. We'll screen record moving forward.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
See you later.